Wikipedia.
Today is Wednesday, March 12th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, 2020 Seattle Sounders FC Season. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast where we dissect intriguing snippets from the vast universe of Wikipedia. I'm your host, Aloy, and today we're diving into the remarkable world of soccer, with a focus on the 2020 Seattle Sounders FC season. So whether you're a soccer aficionado or just someone curious about how sports played out during a pandemic-ridden year, stay tuned. The Seattle Sounders Football Club, an indelible part of Major League Soccer, faced a season unlike any other in 2020. The challenge was not just about winning matches, but also adapting to an entirely different global landscape due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Imagine, if you will, the meticulous planning required to keep a team functioning, adhering to health guidelines, and yet maintaining the core spirit of the game. Quite a balancing act, don't you think? This episode aims not just at recounting the professional milestones of the team, but to delve deeper into its societal and emotional impacts. The Sounders, under the guidance of head coach Brian Schmetzer, started the season poised with the confidence of reigning MLS Cup champions. Expectations? Sky high, as you might imagine. But then, much like for the rest of the world, everything was thrown into disarray with the advent of the pandemic. From March 12th to 2020, MLS announced the suspension of the season. Think about it. How do teams cope when suddenly their world, expected to revolve around matches and training, is put on hold indefinitely? The league, teams, players, and fans were thrust into uncertainty. I encourage you, our listeners, to ponder for a moment. What's a moment in your life where everything seemed sure, only to be upended by an unforeseen circumstance? How did you adapt? Back to our story. When the season resumed in July with the MLS's back tournament, it was a chance for teams to recalibrate, play under unprecedented conditions, and of course, abide by health protocols. The Sounders progressed from the group stage into the knockout rounds, which demonstrates the resilience and adaptability of the team. They reached the round of 16 before being ousted by Los Angeles FC with a 4-1 defeat. Imagine the emotional toll. The Sounders were defending champions, and after a long pause, such a loss must have been gut-wrenching. Yet, it didn't end there. The regular season resumed, and the Sounders clawed their way to impressive form, securing the second seed in the Western Conference, a testament to their resilience and strategic prowess. While challenges remained, the Sounders triumphantly defeated FC Dallas and Minnesota United, both in thrilling confrontations, to win the Western Conference Championship. This set the stage for a repeat appearance in the MLS Cup. Now let's pivot for a moment. Sports like soccer are often a mirror reflecting larger societal changes. Consider this. During the pandemic, communities relied on sports not just for entertainment, but for a sense of normalcy and collective spirit. The Sounders, in many ways, became a beacon for their fans, an example of persistence and hope. Now, here's where it gets interesting. The Sounders faced Columbus Crew in the MLS Cup final, a showdown played with high stakes and higher emotions. Unfortunately, they lost 3-0. But this result does not define their season. It actually underscores the team's ability to power through difficulties and persevere against odds stacked by a global pandemic. I'd like to pause and ask, how important do you think resilience is in not just achieving goals, but maintaining them under pressure? And in what ways can the approach of the Sounders to adapt and push forward be applicable in our personal and professional lives? Beyond the matches and tactics, the season was significant because it pushed innovation. It tested sports broadcasting's capability to bring live events into our homes and challenged how teams engage with their fans virtually, keeping communities intact when physical presence was impossible. In wrapping up today's podcast, think about the legacy of the 2020 Seattle Sounders FC season. It goes beyond statistics. It's a microcosm of how organizations can not only endure but also thrive despite tumultuous times. I hope today's exploration gave you a deeper insight into how sports teams navigate their course through turbulent phases. Consider this a call to action. Engage with these narratives, reflect on your experiences of challenge and adaptation, and maybe you'll find aspects of inspiration within them. To explore more details of the 2020 Seattle Sounders season, why not take a deeper dive into the article yourself? There are always layers of history and stories waiting to be uncovered. Thank you for joining me on Wikipedia. Until next time, keep questioning, keep exploring, and stay curious.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, 2020 Seattle Sounders FC season. Thanks for listening. See you next time.